Emma awoke in screaming terror as the car heared around a bend. To her confusion, she saw a woman at the wheel beside her. "You're safe," the driver said softly. Then, "What's your name?" Emma told her. "They call me Honey," she replied, offering a smoldering inch of joint. Dazedly, Emma took a long drag, spluttering dank smoke. "Sorry to lay it on you like this, Emma, but your dad didn't make it." Honey had guessed the girl to be in her early teens. Emma was 22. Once you got past a certain age, everyone else either looked like kids or old wrecks, didn't they? The dead man was not her father. She was his secretary. The pair had been on their way to a hotel for the weekend. "Cliché, babe," Honey chuckled, tossing the roach end from her window. Emma laughed too. Maybe it was shock. Maybe the dope. Either way, laughter turned to sobs soon enough. Everything was settled over a late breakfast of sweet tea and honeyed toast. The boss's wife thought he was away on business. When the burned-out P6 was discovered, the police would rightly assume that he'd had an accident en route. Emma's parents thought she was...